Welcome to the Business Coaching Masterclass. I'm your host, G, and today's session is Rejection of Objection. It's your choice or not whether to use your gifts. It's your choice or not whether to use your voice. You have to be ready to speak to anybody about the next step for your business. You have to fall in love with the process, however arduous it might be. You have to run up against the gauntlet of potential failure and realize that the wounds of failure are repaired by the persistence of time. If something is worth doing one day, then it is probably worth doing every day. It is the nature of good habits that fill your life with the stability and sharpness that eventually fulfill your dreams and your desires. There is no path quite like a straight life path. The unfaltering road of directness that avoids distractions will eventually get you where you want to go. Keep your promises and deliver the goods. There is both a practical and emotional side to all of the aspects of service and agreement. You need to attach desires to the outcomes. You need to get someplace new by doing something new. If the people do not come to you, then you have to go out and rope them in. The herd mentality is a strong one, and people resist change as if it were an actual plague. Influence is about movement. Decisions are about positioning. Get ready for common objections by setting clear objectives and having a definite strategy. Minds should hover over what matters. 1. Agree to agree and follow up immediately on all agreements. Tag colleagues if you need to. 2. Be ready to deal with each potential rejection before it occurs. Preparation removes uncertainty. 3. People persuade themselves to invest based on either time, place, or product. Positions shift. 4. The deal always centers around the customer. Their needs and opinions and thoughts are first. The customer needs to know that he or she is going to be taken care of. Find out what their headaches are and then begin to help them to tackle the problem. If you can get them to share their issues, then they begin to open up on the need to accept some level of assistance. Multiply the problem to understand the magnitude of the situation. Stick to your purpose. Ask the customer if they have ever made a bad decision in the past and what led to it. Learn. Assure them and be sure yourself that this will not happen again. Be ever ready for the usual responses such as, "I'm busy, call me back, I'm not interested." Always reply, riposte, retort. the benefits of great relations with your customer return over long periods of time, mainly through referrals and word of mouth promotion. Don't get lost in a world of your own frustrations. Most professionals are either able to correct themselves or at least know the mistakes that they have made and seek guidance. There is no way that one deal is going to be enough to cement any permanent partnership. According to most sales statistics, less than 2% of deals are closed on a first call. All good salesmen and women want to follow up. Your persistence overcomes the resistance. Get yourself to a good place, a vantage point from which people will regret not doing business with you. Elevate your purpose. Thank you very much for taking time today to go through the Business Coaching Masterclass. Wherever you are, I wish you a fantastic day.